Well, here's an interesting one which got my attention. Ofcom opens international calling card probe. Ofcom has today opened an industry-wide monitoring and enforcement program into the advertisement and sale of international calling cards. This follows research showing that consumers are often confused about the charges and terms and conditions of international calling cards. This is a problem I've had in the past. Widely used by the UK's large immigrant population looking to make cheap overseas calls, more than 5 million UK adults use international calling cards. On average, these users spend £13 a month, or spend more than that, on calls, creating a market that's estimated to be worth hundreds of millions of pounds a year. In May and June 2010, Ofcom commissioned research on the international calling card market, investigating the accuracy of information available to consumers in terms of call charges and terms and conditions. The research, which covered a period of 2 months, looked at cards supplied by the following international calling card companies: the Post Office, IDT, Tesco, Connect, Nobel, whatever, Story, Nowtel, Linkatel, and iCard. Some 130 international calling cards were purchased, both in-store and online, and calls were made to 24 countries across the world using a mixture of landline and mobile phones. Here's the performance here. In summary, the research found 10% of newly purchased cards could not be activated at all, and customer services could not resolve this satisfactorily. Overall actual minutes of cards once charges have been applied were 28% of advertised minutes. And there's all a whole list there of potential areas of investigation. So that's something new there. Ofcom has opened an international calling card probe. Your thoughts or suggestions or whatever, any stories can be sent to Ofcom, I suppose. There must be a way that you can sort of contribute to this particular conversation. I got the information there from Twitter. As always, their Twitter page is twitter.com/ofcom. That's it. That's all you need to know. Their website, ofcom.org.uk. Get in touch and be part of the big conversation.